I think in a down economy, we're actually going to do better than we've done in an up economy. And I stopped him for a second and I said, do you actually believe that?
Welcome to the Do Deals Get Rich podcast. I'm Raleigh Williams, former merger and acquisition attorney, sold my last business for $26 million, and now I own DealMaven.io. I'm here to demystify deals so you can get rich as quickly as possible and move on with your life.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Do Deals Get Rich podcast. My name is Raleigh Williams. I'm the CEO of DealMaven.io. We help entrepreneurs do partial acquisitions, buying and selling parts of their or other people's companies. So today it is October 18th and all of the headlines in the news are about recessions, depressions, you know, the likelihood that the U.S. economy is in decline to steep decline, and that over the next 6 months, you know, some people are predicting there's going to be a 25% reduction in the value of the dollar from an inflation standpoint, or that real asset prices are going to decline. Everyone's kind of doom and gloom about the American economy is, I guess, the headline. That's the point. So I wanted to give the playbooks that I've seen work in terms of recession-proofing your business, and really in terms of the way to really make your business bulletproof or anti-fragile, like we're going to talk about, is to understand that it's not what you don't know that kills you. It's what you know that just ain't so. So every time that there is a talk about a recession or a decline in the economy, everyone starts building a story about how their business is going to not be affected by it. Probably 2 months ago, I was talking to a friend who was in the process of getting his business ready for sale. He's got a big business that has been doing awesome, and he just started it over the past 2 or 3 years. So when you get your business ready for sale, you start building these pitch decks. Investment bankers or brokers help you build, or confidential investment memorandums. And every one of these decks, there's always a slide about what happens to this business in a down economy, right? We've had a great economy. Obviously, COVID hasn't been spectacular for most businesses. It's been great for other businesses. So I was talking to him and he said, you know, I think that we're going to get an offer around $50 million. And I'm not sure if we want to take it, because I think in a down economy, we're actually going to do better than we've done in an up economy. And I stopped him for a second and I said, do you actually believe that? And he said, yeah, I mean, you know, we've gone through it with the investment banker. You know, we've done well in a great economy. And I think in a down economy, people are going to be wanting to learn ways how to make money. And that's what we do. And so I think more people are going to come to us. And so even if we get a $50 million offer, I think we may end up only settling for like $80, $90 million, because I think in a down economy, we are going to crush it. And I could tell that he had talked to a banker about this, and they had built this story that they're telling potential buyers. And I've seen this in my own business, which is how I could recognize this. And what I told him, which is my counsel to you, is understand that there are two types of stories that have to happen. One story is a story that's a defensible story to a buyer, somebody who may buy your business at one point, but there's a different story that has to happen with you and your partner, and no one else needs to be involved in the conversation. And the story has to go something like, what happens if we're completely wrong about doing well in a down economy? And it's not doom and gloom. It's not Chicken Little saying the sky is falling, the sky is falling. But the reason why I tell people to do that now is because one of the first times that I was going out and raising capital for a business that I was in, the trampoline park, we built this pitch deck. And it was all about how we were in the local entertainment business, and it was in 2018. And so in 2018, the economy had done pretty well, but everyone was starting to think that there was going to be a recession looming. So we had this slide in the deck that talked about how local entertainment in a recession will do better because it's escapism. You know, it's not like going to Disney. It's not a massive price point, high ticket item. It's all about local, you know, it's 20, 30 bucks. It's not that expensive. And we said in the last recession, Disney raised their prices. And so we think on a local basis that if a recession happens, it'll actually be better for our business because real estate prices will be cheaper. People will want to escape the realities of their economic situation. And it's not the same price point as going to a massive trip. You know, people won't be going to Disney. They'll want to stay local to entertain themselves. The point is,
What's up, everyone? I hope you're enjoying this episode. We are here trying to give you as much value as possible for free. As you know, we don't run ads on this podcast. We never will. If you're finding this episode valuable, if you could give us a 5-star rating and share this with a friend you're ready to do deals with, we are going to be one of the top 20 podcasts in the business category, and we need your help to do it. It means the world to me. Now let's get back to our regularly scheduled broadcast.
Is that all of those things make complete logical sense. And the problem was we completely believed it. And so as we started to scale and as we started to grow locations, we got to the point where we never kept reserves, ultimately like believed what we were telling our investors, that like, this is a recession proof business, that, you know, we're an anti-fragile business. You have three types of businesses. You have a fragile business that when there's disorder, everything breaks. You have a resistant business. When there's disorder, the business kind of stays the same. It's unaffected. And then you have anti-fragile businesses that when everything breaks, the business actually does better. And anyone who's heard those terms before, which is a term from Nassim Taleb, everyone's trying to build a story around how they are an anti-fragile business that when chaos happens, their businesses do better. And I think it's an important thing to talk about, but it's equally as important to have the opposite conversation of what if we're completely wrong in this scenario and we have no idea? Because what happens is when you start looking at what happens in a recession, we always go back and we fight the last war and we say, in 2008, this is what happened to a business that's like ours. So when a recession happens again, it'll look a lot like 2008. And so we think we're in the right type of business. The problem is no shock to the economy ever looks the same. And so when 2008 happened, right, everyone was talking about how their business looked like Y2K and Y2K, you know, when the internet was supposed to fall out and the whole stock market boom and bust, right? Everyone in real estate said in the stock market boom and bust, real estate crushed it. And so we think that real estate, there will never be a national fall of the real estate market because it's localized. You know, it's limited to what happens in the geography and local supply and demand statistics. And so in 2006, 2005, everyone, Alan Greenspan, the Fed, everyone said real estate is, you know, it's anti-fragile, that we've never had a national decline in real estate where things have dipped 30, 40%. And that's exactly what happened in 2008. But the reason why it happened is because nobody expected it. And so in 2018, you fast forward to 2018 and you're in the trampoline park business and you say, we think that we have a recession resistant business because in the last recession, this happened to be a recession resistant business. The problem was, what happened in 2021 looked nothing like 2008. It looked a lot like COVID-19. And so in COVID-19, there is very few businesses that are worse businesses to be in when you're thinking about, you know, spreading germs than a little kid entertainment business. So we were ill prepared for it because what we thought that we knew about recessions and how our business will interact in a recession or a depression looked nothing like the crisis that we ultimately faced. And that is what every black swan event looks like. By definition, it is unforeseeable. And so all of the stories that you build around how you're in a type of business that did well in 2008 or it did well in COVID, the only thing that you can count on is that we have no idea what it will actually be, whether it's China and China's economy, or if it's the used car loan crisis, or if it's hyperinflation or losing the reserve status of the US currency, whatever it looks like. It will be something that we've never seen before, and it won't look like the last thing was. And so the point of that is that when you're thinking about what your business will look like in a shock to the economy, in a downturn, whatever, the thing that you should do is just err on the side of caution, right? You'll never go broke making a profit. Make sure that you don't have any long-term infrastructure or long-term CapEx projects that are in the works that you can't easily pull the plug from and pivot from. Be as capital light as you possibly can right now. And just don't get yourself so sold on a narrative of how something will look like in the future that you get pot committed to an idea that takes a long time to execute that you don't have the flexibility to move out of. There's a good book called What I Learned Losing $1 Million. And the book is all about this guy who's a trader and, you know, he's making 250, 300 grand a day. And he gets this idea for trade that he had heard about. What happened was he got so committed to the story of the trade that any information that he got that was kind of that flew counter to the trade that he was going to do, he would just discount, right? It's like, oh, there's political unrest, like it's not going to affect me because of this story. And so when you get really like pot committed to a certain story, which is, it's hard because it's important to be pot committed to a story while you're selling to your customers, while you're selling to investors, while you're selling the dream to people of what their life could look like if they use your product or service. But you have to be as equally uninvested in that dream when you're putting on your strategy hat for your business as the owner of the business and say, what if we are completely wrong about this? And what does that look like? And that's kind of the way to stress test what's happening. And I'm always very wary of people that are giving me a story about something, whether it's a story about Bitcoin or a story about the stock market or a story about real estate or a story about business acquisitions or marketing or whatever it is. I'm always just paying attention to whether we're in the same boat together, where if they're wrong about their story, we're both losing equally, or if they're right about their story, then we both win equally. And it's just important to pay attention to the narratives that people are building. And so when you look at the recession, I think it's awesome to have a story about how you can have a resilient or an anti-fragile business. And you as the business owner, you and your leadership group, the C-suite, you and your spouse, whoever it is that's running it, I think it's equally as important to have the conversation of what happens if we lose 50% of our customers like that. What happens to the business? And what can we do right now to prepare for that? And just having that conversation, what would make it true that we lose 50% of our business right now? And how long could we survive? It doesn't have to be a conversation that is pessimistic or, you know, paranoid. It just has to be a conversation that is built around building resilience in your personal finances and your business finances. And that's what we try to do in every acquisition that we look at as well. You know, you try to underwrite carefully, conservatively, and then you say, you know, this is the upside chances. What does the downside scenario look like? And how can we be even more conservative? How can things go even worse? And just understand that scenario and then move forward despite that. You don't have to be captured in fear and just like put dollars under your mattress or start digging gold into your backyard or anything. But that's what I learned being in a business that was very highly affected and the last shock to the economy, and what I wish that I had done differently and what I'm doing differently in my business today, looking at the potential outcome of a depression. What does a depression look like? What are people spending money on? What happens to the economy? And how can I protect the business, the employees, and my own family? And so I think that's the analysis that I use in kind of making that prep. And it's something that hopefully you'll find useful as well. So go do deals, get rich. Peace.